This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. There's a lot of talk in the tech and business world about the next billion. That's the next billion people or more in the developing world who are expected to come online in the next few years. And they are a tempting target for companies who are looking at a potentially huge new customer base. And so tech companies are trying to figure out how to help them along. Google and Facebook are working on internet infrastructure plans. SpaceX just announced a plan to try to build a new satellite network to beam internet access around the globe. But not all these efforts to connect the developing world are being met with open arms.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you? Nice to see you.
I visited Facebook's headquarters in Menlo Park to talk to the guy responsible for Facebook's internet.org project, that company's plan to fulfill its internal mission.
Facebook's mission is to make the world more open and connected, and internet.org's mission is to bring the two-thirds of the world online who have never been online before.
That's Chris Daniels. He's vice president of product for internet.org, and he is a true believer.
If you look at the two-thirds of the world's population who isn't online today, about a billion people are out of reach of connectivity. About a billion people simply live at an income level where they can't afford connectivity. And then actually the biggest chunk, about 2 billion people, they could afford connectivity. They live within range of connectivity, but they aren't aware of why the internet would be valuable to their lives. So this application, the internet.org application, provides people with exactly that, a set of free basic services that can provide immediate value to their lives so that they can start to understand why and how the internet is valuable to them. And then ultimately to have them become paying users of the internet and to join all of us online and getting the benefits of being online that we all receive. We want to make sure that everybody in the entire world has that.
But internet.org generated a surprising amount of controversy, security, privacy, and concerns that it prioritizes some sites over others in violation of net neutrality principles. When you use internet.org, you access some sites for free. The carrier pays the data charge. If you wanted to see more internet, you would have to pay. Now, that process of providing data access to some services for free is called zero rating. It's so controversial that some media companies in India pulled out of the project completely.
The primary thing that we saw in India was people who are advocating for the most pure form of net neutrality, where no zero rating would be permitted. And the question that I always come back to is whether that is a policy that would help to bring more people online and whether that's a policy that would actually be good for consumers. And that should be the ultimate question. And we don't think it's a policy that would benefit consumers or help bring more people online. Our belief here is that the principles of net neutrality must coexist with programs that bring people online. If the strongest form of net neutrality were to prevail and there's no zero rating and therefore no programs like this that can bring people online, you would be left with the majority of the world remaining offline. I think you'd be leaving people behind.
You really believe there's no other way, that there would be no other spread of access or information about internet access or interest in internet access were it not for a program like this?
I don't think there's no other way. There are certainly other ways that things can happen, but I do know that our program is working and bringing a significant number of new people online and more than any other program that I've seen.
And to be fair, in the 11 countries where internet.org has rolled out, like Colombia, Guatemala, Zambia, India, and Bangladesh, 9 million people have come online, and 20% of those users had never accessed mobile data before. To Facebook, that's success.
And do you hope to eventually make money?
The goal of our group is to bring more people online. So that is where we're going to focus. If we wanted to focus on revenue, we'd probably invest the resources who are working on internet.org somewhere else, like in our developed market advertising systems.
Despite the criticisms, Facebook says internet.org is a good thing and is full steam ahead.
If it wasn't impactful, there wouldn't be skeptics.
Well said, right. Chris. Well said.
See you. Thank you very much.
Thanks.